It's summertime, and with that comes much hotter weather and less rain. A story in Civil Beat today looks at the city's use of water in our parks. Chad Blair joins us with more on the results of a recent audit. Morning, Chad.
Good morning, Catherine.
So tell us about this audit.
Right. This comes from our reporter, Bianca Smallwood, and she looked at an audit from the city auditor, not the state, but the city auditor, and there was a goal to have to reduce the use of potable water. And by that, we mean water that's suitable for drinking. So the goal was to reduce its usage by 5% over a year. Well, that didn't happen. Not only did that not happen, instead, the use of potable water in parks actually increased 13%. This is over the previous two fiscal years. Why is that important? Well, if you had stuck with that original 5% goal, we would have saved, meaning the city, meaning taxpayers, over $800,000. Instead, by using much more water than was planned, it's going to cost us up to $2 million.
I mean, that really is staggering.
Yeah.
But I know, I frequent the parks, and I know that we've had folks, a lot of the homeless camps tap into the water. I've seen, you know, paddlers hook up their hoses to hose down their boats. I mean, the water gets used a lot in those parks.
Right. And of course, everybody wants to do that. They want to take a shower after swimming. But there was actually some advice to the Department of Parks and Recreation. That's the agency that we're referring to here, that they actually should have installed water conserving fixtures or even irrigation equipment. If they had done that, they would have saved that money. There's another recommendation that came from the auditor as well. Use non-potable water. In other words, water that is not suitable for drinking but could be used to water the grass and so forth when possible. But that didn't happen. In fact, according to Bianca's article, and this actually astounded me, only 7 out of 440 city parks. First of all, I didn't know that we had 440 city parks on Oahu, but only 7 of those have used non-potable water or recycled water as a source.
Right, because I think that's used in for irrigation in a lot of places. I think golf courses.
Right.
So that is interesting.
Yeah, it stands out.
And the fact that something as simple as low flow, either, you know, toilets or shower heads, that's not an expensive fix, I would think.
It would think so. Now, what the Department of Parks and Recreation is saying is that they are working with the Board of Water Supply to see if they can come up with mechanisms. But there is, in fact, no formal plans in place regarding the use of potable water. I should say, in Bianca's article, the audit found another problem, referring to the city, that only 76% of its positions in this particular agency had been filled. In other words, there were a lot of vacancies. Why is that important? Well, when you're hiring temporary contractors, that actually will cost you more than having permanent people in place. In part, it has to do with turnover, right? It costs more to fill these spots. So a couple of different things in the defense of the department's response, by the way. They said they do agree with the auditor's findings.
Right, but if you need groundskeepers to to turn off the water, that would be important as well.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll see going forward whether the department, the city, actually adopts these recommendations.
Yeah, and it would be interesting to see what the use is for the state as well.
Exactly.
All right, Chad. Thanks so much. That was Honolulu Civil Beat's Chad Blair with today's Reality Check. To read the full story about the water audit, visit civilbeat.org.